I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Supreme Court of Britain just dealt a major setback to the UK Prime Minister's intention to drive through a plan to leave the European Union by the end of next month. The British High Court this morning ruled that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's shutting down of Parliament was illegal because it was designed to quash debate on his Brexit plan. Johnson is in New York for United Nations meetings now, where he was also trying to strike a trade deal with the U.S. to help make up for Brexit. Before today's legal setback, at least, he was set to meet with President Trump today. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at what both sides want.
The UK wants more access to the huge American financial services market. And Prime Minister Johnson, an enthusiastic fan of Brexit, also believes leaving the European Union would free up his country to strike better deals overseas. A deal with the US would offer a big symbolic benefit, too, says Amanda Sloat with the Brookings Institution.
To be able to show that Brexit has freed up the country to be able to reach these types of economic arrangements outside the European Union.
And for President Trump, closing a trade deal also has benefits, says William Reinsch with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I think he believes it will produce more trade. He wants it to produce more market access for American products.
Like chlorine washed chicken, currently banned from entering the UK because of EU food regulations. But the UK's been reluctant to move on this. It may be more flexible over cutting tariffs on US steel. Whatever is agreed informally, formal trade negotiations can't begin until the UK has actually left the EU. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.